Hello, I've been writing an essay on Does Inequality Cause Civil War for my third year economics module, and I've raised quite a contentious issue that I think might be interesting to some of the audioboo people out there. It's basically about whether ethnic fractionalisation causes civil war or not, or raises the question of violence and conflict within a country because of it. Collier, he's in his 1998 paper, has done some research in it, and I've written about it in my essay. So I'm going to read you an extract from my essay now, and I'd love to hear any responses you've got. As to whether you think this is a reasonable point of view, because I'm offering an alternative. Here we go. Population inequality can be interpreted in terms of all inequalities, as it is the nature of inequality to affect the population. However, the topic here is on demographics in society that might cause civil disrupt. Ethnic inequality, in particular, has been addressed in the literature, and there are two main fields of thought. Initially, that ethnic inequality, which is measured by ethno-linguistic fractionalisation, i.e., the probability that any two citizens are from a different ethnic group, has a non-monotonic relationship. That's from Collier's 1998 paper, page 569. And secondly, that ethnic grievances are sometimes used to explain hostile situations, which are politically instigated. And that's from Nafzinger, 2002, page 159. Collier's explanation suggests that a low level of fractionalisation, the majority of the population of a similar ethnicity, then the rebels may find it hard to gain support. And at similarly high levels, the rebellion would require much coordination between many different ethnic groups, and so therefore it's equally unlikely. Collier suggests that this leads to the non-monotonic relationship, as both extremes are likely to discourage civil disrupt, and yet a median, where a few ethnic groups can come together, is likely to cause quite big civil disrupt. However, while I agreed that the non-monotonic relationship exists, I disagree with the idea that it is ethnic fractionalisation that will influence the probability of conflict, and suggest perhaps that it is a non-monotonic relationship between civil war and religious fractionalisation. Many ethnicities may be able to get on as they may share the same religion, but two strong religions are much more likely to find it difficult living in close proximity. I give examples of Israel and Palestine, Afghanistan with the Sunni and Shiite Muslims. I propose that if Collier were to use religion of individuals rather than their ethnicity, he would find a very similar relationship, but with a stronger significance. Inequality of religion, or as the data suggests, ethnicities, either way, is actually shown to be significant as it is by Collier in his 1998 paper. So that's just some food for thought there, which is an extract of one of my essays, as to this chap Collier has kind of proven that if there are many ethnicities in a country, there's not much cause of civil war. But if there's very few, i.e. just one main ethnic culture in a country, again, there's not much cause of civil war. If there's an average number, say two or three big ethnic cultures in one country, that can cause civil war. And what I'm saying is that perhaps it's not the ethnicity he should be looking at, but the religion. So one religion in one country, not much cause for civil war. Many religions in one country, not much cause for civil war. One or two, or sorry, two or three big religions in one country, that could potentially spark some conflicts. Just give me your thoughts on that. I mean, if there's a big response, I'd like to include it in my essay, but I'm genuinely interested in what people seem to think about this.